Random House Audio presents The Riders of High Rock, a Hopalong Cassidy novel by Louis L'Amour, read for you by Robert Petkoff. Chapter 1. Chase in the Mountains. As Red Connors put the sorrel up the slope, he felt the big horse break stride and knew that it was all in. From the top of the hill, Red could see the cloud of dust marking pursuit, but realized that he was out of sight, for the time being at least. Grimly, he stared at the rifle in the saddle scabbard. If he just had some more cartridges. This Winchester in the hands of Red Connors had done phenomenal shooting, but now he had no more ammunition, and even his six-shooter was empty. There was a bloody wound in his side, and unless he quickly found somewhere to hide, he was a gone gosling. More than once in these past few days, he had thought of his old friend Hopalong Cassidy. There was no one like him for planning a way out or around, and no one like him with a six-gun either. Right then, Red Connors would have given almost anything if he could have seen Hopalong come over the rise ahead of him. He turned the sorrel along the ridge, keeping to the broken country and putting as many pines between himself and the direction of the pursuit as possible. He knew this was a race with death, and the men behind him had every intention of leaving him for the buzzards. Yet it was not his own life alone that hung in the balance, but the lives and hopes of his friends on the 3TL. With what he now knew, there was every chance they might finally end the systematic cattle stealing that he suspected had been going on in the High Rock country for the last several months. However,